What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What do you think about Aaron Glenn? What's the reaction there in New York? I was saying to Crowder at the beginning of the show, like, his friend Rex Ryan really wanted the job. I don't know if New York fans, if that was the percolating feeling up in New York that Rex was going to get it. What do you think of the Aaron Glenn hire?
I think people were like, oh, okay, Rex Ryan, right? There were some good moments there, back-to-back AFC championship games. I don't think anyone actually thought Rex was ever going to get the job. Usually the guy that is out of coaching and is screaming that he wants the job rarely does get the job. So in this case, I think Jets fans, they never believed they were getting Ben Johnson, but they thought that they were going to maybe get Mike Vrabel. But then once Vrabel interviews with the Jets, the Patriots make their decision and he goes to New England. After that, the feeling was it's going to be Aaron Glenn. There are some people that love it, right? Former Jet, worked in the organization after his playing career. But then there are some people that are like, we just had that defensive, hot defensive coordinator in Robert Saleh, and that didn't work out. So the big question now becomes, will Aaron Rodgers be back? And the early reporting indicates that Aaron Glenn said that he wants Aaron Rodgers back next year. So that's kind of the takeaway in the multiple directions that we go with Aaron Glenn.
Hey, do you think the Lions Super Bowl window has closed? I mean, Campbell loses both of his coordinators now. And I don't know, I feel like 14 wins or 15 wins, the one seed, it was perfect for them. I know all the defensive injuries, but it was perfect for them. They lost to a rookie quarterback. Do you think it's like donezo for them in terms of not winning games and being a playoff team, but Super Bowl contenders with this core?
So I think it's really a conversation that has turned into a dumb conversation. The Lions were terrible. The Lions got embarrassed. Defensively, offense, they were not good enough to win the game. Do I think the window now closes where, yes, last year they were up 17 in the NFC Championship game, didn't slam the door shut. This year you have the number one seed. They were kind of like the Ravens of last year, you know, except this year. But if you tell me that the Lions window is closed, who are the three teams in the NFC that you feel confident about being better than them next year? Like, I'm not saying that it's going to be as good of a regular season, but my takeaway is next year, I really don't care what happens with the Lions in the regular season. It's when you get in the postseason, can you get the job done? But to even with losing coordinators, and I know that's not easy, but hey, that's what happens when you're a good team. The Eagles will be there next year. The NFC North, you have a lot of teams that are question marks, even though they're good. You know, San Francisco, maybe they could return to dominance. The Rams are solid, but we don't know if Stafford's going to be back. Like, even the Commanders, look at the way that we talked about the Texans last year. They didn't take that next step. So I don't even think there's three teams in the NFC that I could say will definitely be in front of the Lions next year.
Ben Johnson goes to the Bears. How do you think he's going to do? And also, who do you think ends up in Dallas?
I think it's going to be Brian Schottenheimer. If you asked me this 2 days ago, I would have said Kellen Moore. But the Dallas Cowboys, this is just Bobby Carpenter said this to me yesterday. They're trying to find the middle ground between Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett. Like, nothing against Mike McCarthy, nothing against Jason Garrett. Mike McCarthy, I think, is underappreciated. But, like, you look for a head coach, right? You try to find the next Bill Walsh, like the next Vince Lombardi, the next Bill Belichick, or even in this day and age, right, a Dan Campbell, and you're doing, okay, we're going to take the best from McCarthy and the best from Jason Garrett, and that's what we'll put in the middle. So I guess it's going to be Schottenheimer, but Jerry only cares about drama, and that is a dramatic hire that really doesn't make a ton of sense, and people that he could control, and obviously he could control Schottenheimer. In terms of Ben Johnson, with the Bears, they had to get Ben Johnson once Vrabel was out. We'll see if he's one of those innovative offensive minds that translates well into a head coach, or if he's one of those guys that's just better off as an offensive coordinator. But if the Bears can't get this going with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I will never give them the benefit of the doubt ever again.
And back to Dallas, because somebody asked me this other day, will Jerry Jones win another Super Bowl as the owner? And I flat out in my heart feel no.
Yeah, I just don't feel as if he's
too involved. You just because he's going to be like you're saying, why aren't you finding the best? Because why do you have to find something? It's really like you said, you're trying to find somebody that will deal with Jerry Jones. You're not trying to find the best coach to run that team. It's crazy to me.
Jerry Jones is better equipped in the year of 2025 to be running a reality TV show than the Dallas Cowboys. It's not taking away anything that he has done in his career. But this organization has not been to an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl since the 1995 season. So basically, in my lifetime and Solana's lifetime, we've never remembered seeing the Cowboys in an NFC Championship game. And it's because they don't try to build a team in terms of winning the Lombardi. They just build the team based off the most amount of drama possible. And you see that with contract negotiations and how they just let it go all the way down to the last hour. And you just see with like bringing Zeke back this year. Why are you bringing Zeke back? They just do what grabs the headline rather than what translates into victories.
Even signing his guys late was headline grabbing. You're going to spend the money anyway, but you drag it out. You drag it out because you like.
Well, look
the
at
attention.
Dak. Jerry wanted to go all in last year, right? That's what he said. They could have given Dak a new contract before the start of free agency, and then allocated those dollars the way that they wanted to create more cap space. Instead, they waited and waited and waited and waited until the Sunday when the season started in week one to finally get the deal done. And that's why they couldn't go get any players this past offseason.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.